This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
He is with us one final time to talk about it. Welcome in, Coach. How are you today?
Good morning, and I want to thank you guys for having me on during the NBA Finals. Obviously, you know, I'm coaching at the University of Alabama on the collegiate level, but thank you for letting me go back down memory lane and share some stories about some of the teams I played on and allowed me to give some insight on the NBA Finals.
Well, it's benefited us way more than you, so we greatly appreciate your insight on it. It has been terrific. All of that being said, the outcome of this series, not at all surprising. That game four was very disappointing. I really thought Cleveland would give us a little bit more on their home court with the series on the line.
Yeah, and obviously my prediction was, you know, seven games, and I was basing my prediction on the Cavs, you know, stealing game one. And game one was right there. For the taking, George Hill is at the free throw line and, you know, basically just needed to make one free throw. Obviously, Golden State would have still had 4 seconds to try to get a shot, but that's, the percentages aren't very high. And, you know, J.R. Smith gets the rebound, doesn't realize that the game is tied, could have made a 2-foot jump hook and still win the game. And then, you know, they had a chance to win game three at home, double-digit leads through all three quarters. And I just think by the time they got to game four, they were just totally physically and mentally exhausted. And the MVP of the finals, Kevin Durant, just basically took it to them again. And Steph Curry came alive. And it was just too much for LeBron to overcome with such an outmanned team.
I was one of many last year at this time that said, hey, Golden State's going to win it again next year. You were part of the NBA. You're now a fan. The predictability of the NBA now, though, how bad is it for the game?
Well, I don't know if it's bad for the game because obviously you have a team in Golden State that in a lot of people's eyes, they're very well respected, but in some ways they're kind of the villain now and somebody's trying to knock them off and, you know, fans love to root for the underdog, so it's basically Golden State against the field. So I don't know if it's necessarily bad. I think the great thing about it is what team can put together the type of roster that can dethrone the Warriors and upset them, which I think would be an even greater story. But obviously the Warriors are going to be the prohibitive favorite to win the championship next year. So it's going to be dictated by where LeBron goes, or, you know, whether he goes and joins forces with the Rockets or goes to Boston or, you know, that's going to be a big key in determining what team can have at least a chance to upset the Warriors next year in the NBA Finals.
Coach Avery Johnson's with us. And Avery, tell me the difference you believe in the locker room now than when you played in 1999. Did you guys ever have to worry that Tim Duncan wanted to take his talents somewhere else other than San Antonio after you won the NBA championship? I mean, I would imagine it has to be weird in NBA locker rooms today to wonder if LeBron's going to be back in Cleveland, if Kevin Durant, when he was at Oklahoma City, is he going to re-sign or is he going to go somewhere else? It didn't seem like it used to happen like that back in 1999 when you were NBA champion.
What happened with Tim Duncan, if we go back down memory lane, Tim Duncan was close to leaving the Spurs and going to Orlando and signed with the then coached Orlando Magic by Doc Rivers. He was the head coach there, and Tim Duncan left. But the difference is we just didn't have social media. And, you know, we weren't living on every second of information. But Duncan did go to Orlando on a recruiting trip. He decided to remain in San Antonio, which obviously changed the course of history for the Spurs. But with LeBron, you know, everybody's every single day, every sports station, all of the different sports talk shows, that's going to dominate their coverage until he makes a decision. So I think social media has changed it. I think when LeBron decided to go and join Miami, obviously, you know, years ago, with Chris Bosh and obviously Dwayne Wade with the decision. I think every summer now, free agency is going to get more publicity than it ever has because of social media.
Coach Avery Johnson is with us. His camps begin later this week. You can see more at CoachAveryCamps.com. He'll tell you more in a moment, but CoachAveryCamps.com, he's with us on the Mick Ultra Pure Gold Hotline. This is a show that sometimes gets into just insanely crazy hypotheticals, Coach. Delaware State finished 351 out of 351 in the RPI. I would be fascinated if you took Kevin Durant or LeBron James and put them on that team to see what would happen. I mean, I think that would be one of the most fascinating things to watch. A team that was 4-28, considered by the NCAA to be the worst in college basketball, give them Durant or LeBron. Would that fascinate you to watch what would happen?
Absolutely. And that's what's been so fascinating about LeBron's run this year. With all due respect to Kevin Durant or any other great player in the NBA, I don't think any player could have done what LeBron did with the cast of role players that he played with this year. I don't think any other player in the NBA could have gotten past the Indiana Pacers in that seven-game series or the Boston Celtics in that seven-game series and do what LeBron did. He was just beyond. He was like Superman, scoring, rebounding, assists, block shots. Playing 48 minutes almost in the entire, every game. He was just beyond amazing, and that's just how good he is. But if you drop LeBron on the Delaware team or Kevin Durant, I'm sure that their record would be totally reversed.
Coach just told us we saw LeBron with Delaware State. They were
called Cavaliers. Really did. Yeah. I'm thinking Final Four run here.
Yes, that's what we just saw.
The biggest story in sports, Coach, this summer is going to be LeBron James and where he ultimately ends up. And, you know, when he first left Cleveland and went to Miami, that made a lot of sense. He was going for that first championship, or he was going to win a ring. We knew that was inevitable. And then back to Cleveland made a little sense with the redemption. I don't know if there's a clear path for LeBron. If you were advising LeBron, I mean, is there one destination that makes the most sense for him now?
Well, you know, we had the decision. We had the redemption. We just had a horse win the Triple Crown called Justify. So I guess, if he stays in Cleveland, that'll be the justification, I guess. But it's going to be really exciting to see where he goes. Obviously, if LeBron wants to get more into growing his brand even more than what it is now, obviously, you can justify his decision for going to Los Angeles, even though the team is not going to be nearly as good as a team that he would join if he goes to Boston or Houston. But man, he just took a team to the NBA Finals, you know, with no really all-stars outside of Kevin Love, and he didn't play, you know, at a high level for, you know, a long period of time in the finals. He had his moments. But I think if LeBron wants to get into ownership, you know, more movies, produce more movies, probably Los Angeles has the advantage.
Avery Johnson, before you we talk about your camps and before you go, I do have one college basketball question. You were down at the SEC meetings in Destin, and out of that comes the headline that the SEC coaches support a move to 72 teams instead of 68 for the NCAA tournament. I don't know if it was unanimous how this "we support" stuff goes, but are you in favor of 72 teams? And if so, why?
Yes, I'm definitely in favor of 72 teams for two different reasons. One, especially if we go to the play-in games where we could maybe have one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast to cut down the travel of some of the teams that have to travel to those games and then, you know, have a quick turnaround to wherever they have to be placed in terms of whether it's the South region or Midwest or wherever, we can shorten up the travel. But also, it'll give teams in the SEC more opportunities to get in. And sure, I'm pro Alabama, but we had some teams, like a team like Mississippi State, that maybe if we had 72 teams, they could have gotten in, and we would have gotten 9 teams in the tournament. It also gives the mid-major teams more of an opportunity to tell their story. So I think it's going to benefit, you know, everybody in terms of travel. I think it will give SEC teams more opportunities to get in, since we have such a deep roster of teams, and our recruiting has increased. We've got terrific coaches in our league. Our facilities have improved. So I think going to 72 teams would just increase our chances of getting more teams in, since we have such a deep roster of teams in our league now.
Coach Avery Johnson has joined us throughout the NBA playoffs. He's very kind with his time, and Coach, your time is about to get really, really busy because your camps start on Thursday. CoachAveryCamps.com for all the info.
Yeah, our team camps start on Thursday. We'll have over 100 teams over a three-day period playing games here on our campus. Give all of those kids and coaches and parents an opportunity to see what a beautiful place the University of Alabama is, and just how immaculate it is, and all of the wonderful facilities we have. Also, our overnight camp starts on Sunday. I'm asking all of our parents to sign up as soon as possible. Go to CoachAveryCamps.com. And because of the demand of our camps, we are splitting up the overnight and the day camps this year so that the kids can have more room and more fun. So the overnight camp will start on this Sunday, and then a week on June 24th, the day camp will start. And we think that's going to provide a much better experience for all of our campers. They're going to have an opportunity to work with all of our great coaches, current players, former players, serving lunch, great food. I'm signing autographs for every overnight camper and day camper that attend our camp, which is rare. I'm there every day, and we're just ready to have some fun, and it's going to be a great experience for all.
CoachAveryCamps.com for all the info. Coach, thank you very much. It's been fun talking hoops with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks a lot.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
And Roll Tide.
All right, take care.